this path I've flown for 2,000 years. I am that mystery enigma bird that resolved itself out from the weird. I am that mystery enigma bird that you've heard about from old.
Welcome back to OMD. You just heard Napeye's brand new stuff from their latest release, The Neon Gate. It's their fifth studio album that was released in October. We listened to Dark Mystery Enigma Bird from Ant. We also had some stuff from Ombegeezy. The song was called ZB from Shame. Le Hey Babies, brand new stuff from Tinta Mare. The song was called Soyez Fier. And then Chloe Doucette before that with Driving and Coercion by Talking Violet. And we've got some more stuff coming up for you for your listening pleasure. We're going to listen to some stuff from La Securité called Detour, the Megaphonic Thrift after that with Miss Mystery. We'll also listen to Pass the Hatchet by Quivers and end our day, I think, with some Acid Coffin by the band Diary. Thanks for tuning into Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark. I hope my voice will be fully recovered from my cold next week, but I look forward to spinning more music, of course, with you then, and I hope you enjoy the last songs for this program. Stay tuned for more great stuff, and don't forget to visit cfrc.ca and make your donation today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
We'll be right back. is Bird Note. To a connoisseur, not all sugars taste the same. A hummingbird dips its long, slender bill into a scarlet, tube-shaped flower to reach the nectar deep within. When it flies off, the bird carries pollen from the plant, which it rubs off on the next flower from which it sips. Like some bees, hummingbirds specialize in nectar feeding and are essential pollinators. Even though they also eat tiny insects, they are the ultimate nectar connoisseurs. And the sugar they prefer and seek in flowers is sucrose. Other kinds of birds, less specialized to nectar, also visit flowers for a taste of the sweet stuff. The flowers they visit likely have a more open shape, with nectar more accessible to a non-specialist's bill. These birds may still be important pollinators, but the sugar they sample is likely different from what hummingbirds prefer. As flowering plants and birds co-evolved, each to benefit from the other, it seems likely that plants evolved the type of sugar best suited to the pollinators on hand, offering it in their flowers. It's a win-win for all concerned. The plants that need the birds, and the birds that want the sugar. But not just any sugar, the right sugar.